sharpening your sporting punt. Thanks to the TAB, welcome to the Winner's Sporting Edge.
Yes, welcome along once again. Andrew Cuse with you, looking after this week's edition of the Sporting Edge with thanks to the TAB. Another way RSN 927 looks at TAB sports betting. And helping us, of course, is Trent Langscale. How are you, Trent?
Going well, and yourself, Andrew?
Doing okay. Lots of sporting betting to be had at the TAB. We'll start with the A-League, and Friday night starts another round.
That is right. So we've got Sydney FC against Perth at Allianz Stadium. And, well, Sydney FC, they played them five times last season, whether it be in the A-League or also in the FFA Cup, and they won on all five occasions, Andrew. So I think Sydney FC will enjoy facing Perth again tomorrow night, and they are $1.60 favourites to get the maximum points. You've got Perth at $5 and the draw at $4, and it's going to be a tough task for Perth. They played on Sunday night our time, and all of a sudden they've got to make the short break and the trip across to Sydney to face the Sky Blues. So I think it's going to be a tough one for Perth tomorrow night there at Allianz Stadium. But Sydney FC, they're in reasonable form. They had the draw against Western Sydney, but they're still the champions. They're $1.60 there. You've got the draw at $5 and Perth at $5. So that's tomorrow night's opener for round four at Allianz Stadium in the A-League. Then we get to Saturday night, the two matches. The first of these just after 5:30 at Westpac Stadium, where you've got Wellington against Brisbane. Wellington at $2.15, the draw at $3.50, and Brisbane at $3.10. Brisbane, they've won three of their last five against Wellington in the A-League, and there was also a draw as well, but it hasn't been the greatest starts of the season for Brisbane there, Andrew. So Wellington at home there, they should be feeling that they should get the maximum points in that match. And then at 7:50 on Saturday night at Cooper Stadium, so Adelaide United, they had their match at the Adelaide Oval against the Victory, back to their usual home of Cooper Stadium and up against Melbourne City. Adelaide United at $2.35, the draw at $3.50, and Melbourne City at $2.75. And these teams have shared the wins in their last six meetings, so there hasn't been too much between them. And the home team has won the last four A-League contests that these sides have contested. So there you go, Adelaide United there, looking like they've got the advantage there with the dominant home record there against Melbourne City. So they're the first three matches for round four, Andrew. And then we get to Sunday. So from 5 o'clock at McDonald Jones Stadium, you've got Newcastle against Western Sydney. And not much in the betting here. Newcastle $2.40. The draw at $3.50 and Western Sydney at $2.65. Now, Western Sydney, they're undefeated in their last six A-League matches against Newcastle. Five of those have been wins. But Newcastle, they're going pretty well to start the season. They've had a couple of wins, so at home they should be giving themselves a good account against Western Sydney. And then at 7 o'clock in Gosford, you've got Central Coast against Melbourne Victory. Central Coast $3.25, the draw at $3.60, and Melbourne Victory at $2.05. And Victory, they've got a dominant record against Central Coast here, Andrew. They're undefeated in their last 12 A-League clashes, 10 wins and 2 draws. So Central Coast have to go back to April of 2013 to have their last win against the Victory. But it hasn't been the greatest start of the season for the Victory. They had the losses in the first two rounds and could only get a share of the spoils against Adelaide United. So they'll be desperate to get their first win of the season there Sunday night in Gosford.
Yes, a must-win game, but sometimes it doesn't work out that way. What a huge marquee matchup to start the EPL this weekend. Plenty of games early hours Sunday when I'm on air, but the Saturday evening game is a ripper, Trent.
It is a 10:30 start at Old Trafford, where you've got Manchester United against Tottenham, and you've got Manchester United at $2.25, the draw at $3.10, and then Tottenham at $3.30. So Manchester United, they had that undefeated start to the season there, Andrew, and that was broken last week by Huddersfield Town of all teams. We've got to see Aaron Moy put one in the back of the net. So Manchester United, they had the six wins and the two draws, but they went to Huddersfield Town and had to leave there with a loss. And Tottenham, even though they had a defeat this morning in the League Cup, they've won their four straight matches in the EPL and unbeaten in their last seven. So in terms of the EPL, Manchester United and Tottenham, two of the form sides. Manchester City is going pretty well, but should be a big one there. These teams, they've shared the wins in their last four meetings. The home side is undefeated, though, in the last six EPL fixtures. Five wins and a draw. So Tottenham, it's going to be a tough task for them if they're to get all the 3 points there at Old Trafford against Manchester United. But an absolute ripper to start round 10, where you've got Manchester United $2.25, the draw at $3.10, and Tottenham at $3.30. Just the other notable teams that are involved for round 10, Andrew. So to 1 o'clock on our Sunday morning, you've got Arsenal $1.20. So short price favourites there at home to Swansea City, who are really battling at the moment. At 1 o'clock as well, you've got Liverpool against Huddersfield Town. So Huddersfield Town looking to be giant killers for the second week in succession. And Liverpool haven't been in the best of form. They've only had one win and three draws in their last six EPL matches. Despite that, though, they are $1.22 at Anfield, with the draw at $6 and Huddersfield Town at $10. And then also at 1 o'clock on our Sunday morning, Manchester City, they're going beautifully. They're $1.25, even though they're away to West Bromwich Albion there at the Hawthorns. And then 3:30 on Sunday morning, Bournemouth are at home to Chelsea. Bournemouth at $5, the draw at $4, and Chelsea short price favourites at $1.60 there. So there's most of the featured teams involved for round 10 there, Andrew, in the EPL, but obviously the big one, 10:30 on Saturday night our time, Manchester United against Tottenham.
And for sports betting trivia buffs, I'm not sure a side has ever beaten Manchester United in the EPL and then been 10-1 the week after in a game. That is a crazy stat with Huddersfield. You're with Andrew Hughes, Trent Langskull on the line from the Tab as we talk sports betting as part of Winners and RSN 927 sports betting coverage. Look, the Rugby League World Cup starts tomorrow. Should be a terrific tournament. So many betting options. I keep having to remind myself, though, Trent, the outright winner market at Tab suggests it's a foregone conclusion, pretty much.
Well, you were querying a couple of weeks ago about Golden State being $1.55 to win the NBA title. Well, Australia, the Kangaroos, they're $1.20 to win the Rugby League World Cup. So you've got England and New Zealand seen as their biggest rivals at $9. But a lot of change with New Zealand because you've got Tonga, who are at $15. So a lot of the Tonganese players, they had some sort of heritage to New Zealand. So a fair few of them were there. Jason Taumalolo amongst them, who's a real bruiser for North Queensland, but has opted to be representing Tonga at the Rugby League World Cup. So that saw Tonga tumble in, Andrew, to $15. And New Zealand perhaps have lost a few of class players there. So you've got there the four dominant nations. You've got Fiji and Samoa at 67 and 81 respectively. But Australia $1.20 to win the Rugby League World Cup, with England and New Zealand the biggest dangers from a betting perspective at $9. And it just so happens that Australia and England, they will start the Rugby League World Cup tomorrow night at Amy Park, where Australia are $1.13, England at $6. The line for the game is 16.5 points. For the margin betting at the end of normal time, you've got the Kangaroos by 13 plus at $1.60 and 1 to 12 at $3.30. England by 1 to 12 at $7, by 13 or more at $17, and draw at the end of normal time at $34. So a big one there tomorrow night at Amy Park, Andrew, with Australia looking to start their campaign with a victory there. And just looking at some of the quality here just in the first try score, I mean, you've got Valentine Holmes at $7, Dane Gagai at $8, he was a star during the Origin, Billy Slater at $9, and just looking down further down the list, players like Cooper Cronk and obviously Cameron Smith as well. So it's fair to say that Australia deserving $1.20 favourites to win the Rugby League World Cup.
Okay, well, maybe someone wants to take the Winx Australia World Cup multi just to get some better odds. Okay, and just before we take our first break, just underway and also starting soon, a few Sheffield Shield matches, Trent, in cricket.
That's right. So we've had the JLT One Day Cup. That's over. And now we've got the Sheffield Shield. And we've got a couple of the matches starting, well, later on this afternoon. These are day-nighters, so with the pink ball. So for our time, at 2 o'clock, Queensland are up against Victoria. Now we bet on the most points here. Queensland are $2.15 and Victoria $1.70. Then 5 o'clock today, our time, you've got Western Australia against Tasmania at the Wacker Ground, where Western Australia are $1.50 and Tasmania $2.60. And then tomorrow, starting at 2:30 our time, South Australia against New South Wales at the Adelaide Oval, and South Australia $3 to get the most points against New South Wales at $1.40, and plenty of stars in that Blues lineup. So the Sheffield Shield starts at 2 o'clock our time today there, Andrew, with Queensland up against Victoria there at the Gabba.
Back with more on the Sporting Edge with thanks to the Tab on RSN 927.
Sharpening your sporting punt. Thanks to the TAB, this is the Winner's Sporting Edge.
Certainly is. You with Andrew Cuse, part of RSN 927 sports betting coverage, with thanks to the TAB. Trent Langscale reminding us of plenty of sports betting markets at TAB to get underway soon or upcoming in the next day or so. Coming up soon in the next few hours, more NBA games to bet on at TAB, Trent?
That's right, Andrew. So at the present moment, we've got the Miami Heat up against the San Antonio Spurs. It's on ESPN. So the bet live on that, you do have to call 133-390. But we've got three matches that tip off just after 1 o'clock this afternoon. So the first of these, the Phoenix Suns. Now, I know, Andrew, that sometimes you're amazed about managers in, say, the soccer leagues. They get dismissed pretty quickly, and maybe a couple of AFL or NRL coaches don't last too long. Well, the Phoenix Suns coach, he lasted three games this season, and he's already gone.
Three games? Goodness me.
They already had enough of him. So the Phoenix Suns, under an interim coach, they're $3.20 outsiders at home to the Utah Jazz at $1.36. The line for the game is a flat 7 at the moment. The over-under is 204.5 points. So that tips off just after 1 o'clock this afternoon. And then the two games at 1:30. Well, the first of these, the Golden State Warriors, they're at home to the Toronto Raptors. Golden State, $1.11. Toronto at $6.75. The line for the game is a flat 12, and the over-under is 229.5 points. So fair to say there'd be a few buckets in that game between the Warriors and the Raptors. And then the game that we'll see on ESPN just after 1:30, the LA Lakers, Lonzo Ball. Well, he's getting about his business quietly, Andrew. I can't say the same for his father, LeVar Ball, who just wants to grandstand. But the LA Lakers are $2.70 and the Washington Wizards $1.47. The line is 5.5 and the over-under is 229.5 points. So they're the three games yet to tip off in the NBA from 1 o'clock this afternoon. And keeping with the basketball, Andrew, we've got round 4 of the NBL starting tonight. And
two games, Trent. Two games. I'm not sure whether the Perth venue is being used or what the situation is, but two games tonight for us to bet on a TAB. That's fantastic.
That is right. So from 7:30, we've got the Brisbane Bullets at home to the New Zealand Breakers. You've got Brisbane $1.67 and New Zealand $2.20. The line for the game is at the moment 2.5, and the over-under is 169.5 points. And then at 9:30, thank you for the time zone delay, you've got the Perth Wildcats $1.27 at home to the Illawarra Hawks at $3.75. The line is 7.5 and the over-under is 170.5 points. And I reckon the Wildcats would be steaming as well, Andrew, because they were absolutely taken to the cleaners by the Cairns Taipans last Sunday. There was a bit of a skirmish as well, so remember the coach of the Perth Wildcats basically saying just keep it in the memory bank because we play them again soon. So it could be a bit of fun when the Perth Wildcats and the Cairns Taipans get in action again. But Perth will probably have a lot of home games at this point of the season, Andrew, because their venue will be unavailable for probably 2 to 3 weeks in January, or around late December, early January, because the arena hosts the Hopman Cup. So that's why Perth seem to have a lot of home games at the moment.
Okay. And they played Illawarra. I know it's the grand final rematch, but they already had the grand final rematch. They've already played at least once this season. So, a bit of a form line there. All right, from the NBL to the NFL and our regular Friday mid-morning game to bet on.
That is right. So just before 11:30 tomorrow morning, we've got the Baltimore Ravens. They're just not sure what to make of them at the moment. They're $1.55, but they're at home to the Miami Dolphins, who have been inconsistent with their play, but amazingly are 4-2. They're $2.45 outsiders, and the line for that game is 3.5 points. So the Ravens and the Dolphins, they will get Week 8 underway from just before 11:30 tomorrow morning in the NFL. Just scrolling through and looking at the games that will be played early Monday morning our time, so from 4 o'clock, this will be seen on 7, mate. You've got the Buffalo Bills $1.65 at home to the Oakland Raiders at $2.25. The line is a flat 3, and talk about amazing games, Andrew. The finish to last week's Thursday night game in the States between the Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs, it looked like both sides had it won about 3 times in the last minute, but you've got the Bills against the Raiders there. That'll be 4 o'clock on our Monday morning. Just scrolling down, the New York Jets, $2.65 at home to the disappointing Atlanta Falcons at $1.48. They were terrible on Sunday night football in the Super Bowl rematch against the New England Patriots. And speaking of the Patriots, they're at home and they're $1.28 against the LA Chargers at $3.70. Also, 4 o'clock on our Monday morning, the Philadelphia Eagles with the best record in the NFC. They're $1.13 against the San Francisco 49ers at $6, who are yet to win a game this season. And then into the matches just after 7 o'clock on our Monday morning, and there's a couple of absolute rippers. Now, you've got the Seattle Seahawks. They're $1.40 at home to the Houston Texans at $3. It'll be a test for both teams because the Seahawks have not been playing well, and the Texans, they had the bye, and Sean Watson has been fantastic as the quarterback so far, but it'll be a big test in a noisy stadium there in Seattle, CenturyLink Field. And we'll see this on 7, mate. The Washington Redskins, $2.15 at home to the Dallas Cowboys, coming off the bye at $1.70. So they're the majority of the matches on our Monday morning. And then the Sunday night game, which will be 11:30 for us on Monday morning, the Detroit Lions, $2.25 against the resurgent Pittsburgh Steelers at $1.65. So plenty of quality in week eight of the NFL, Andrew. And at the moment, we've also got game two of the World Series between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Houston Astros. So there'll be an updated World Series market later on this afternoon. To bet on that, you can call 1-300-390.
And the WTA finals in Singapore continue, which is a round robin, which sometimes I'm a bit wary of betting on, because if there's a second chance or if you can't go on or so on, but nothing like sudden death in a tournament to know that whoever you're betting on is giving their all. But anyway, it continues today.
It does. Well, we've got the last of the round robin matches for four of the women. So from 7 o'clock tonight, we've got Carolina Pliskova, who is a $1.28 favourite, against Yelena Ostapenko at $3.50. And just to let you know as well, Andrew, Pliskova has won both of her matches so far, so she should be through to the semi-finals, while Ostapenko has lost both of her matches, so she'll need a bit of help to get into the semi-finals. But then you've got around about 10:30 tonight, Garbine Muguruza, $1.55 against Venus Williams at $2.45. And both of those women have won a match and lost a match, so they'll be fighting for that other semi-final berth up against Carolina Pliskova there. And then tomorrow night, we've got the other round-robin matches where Simona Halep is $1.60 against Elena Svitolina at $2.25. And then Caroline Wozniacki is $1.55 against Caroline Garcia at $2.45. And in that particular group that they're in, Caroline Wozniacki, well, she's into the semi-finals. She's won both of her matches so far. Halep and Garcia, they're 1-1. And Svitolina has lost both of hers. So as you talked about there, Andrew, always a bit wary because some of the women there, a couple of them are already through to the semi-final, so who knows, they might take it a little bit easier in their last round-robin match.
Yeah, totally agree. Nothing like having a bet on someone, they lose and then they progress, and at the press conference they say, well, I was through already and we now move on. Of course, for punters, though, you've done your day. I will bet, though, on the tennis matches where, as you say, the two girls are 1-1, all to play for. Just before you go, if you want to quickly look up golf, the US PGA Tour are back with a regular time slot tonight. What I mean by that is we've had a run of tournaments in Asia, and of course the HSBC Champions encompasses a few players from the US as well as the rest of the world, but the Sanderson Farms Championship in the US PGA Tour is a regular tour event, not with a lot of household names, but that starts late tonight, Aussie time, Trent.
That is right, Andrew, the Sanderson Farms Championship, and at one of the favourite places, if you love Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, it's in Jackson, Mississippi. So Chesson Hadley is a $17 favourite. You've got Jason Kokrak and Kevin Streelman at $21. Then there's a few others at $26. So not the absolute creme de la creme for the Sanderson Farms Championship. As you touched on, most of the best in the world, they're at in Shanghai for the WGC, HSBC Champions there, that teed off while we've been doing this. So that will be updated later on this evening there, the HSBC Champions Tournament.
Terrific. You know your music, don't you? Uptown Funk, hey? As we wrap it up for this edition of Winners, tell the listeners how they can get a bet on at Tab, Trent.
Well, for anything that's happening live, particularly the American sports, you can call 1-300-390. But for everything else, you can head to your local Tab at tab.com.au. You can view all those markets and plenty more on the app through your mobile.
Trent Langscull talking Uptown Funk on Winners Sporting Edge. Living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself. I'm so pretty. I'm too hot.